Blog Talk Radio.
Radio has changed our lives and captivated.
Changed our lives! Hey everybody, this is Peter the Penguin. I am back! What are you back here? April Fool's Day and Easter. And now I am back on radio with Hotline Antarctica. What am I doing back here? Well, you know what to do, you guys, apparently. Okay, so apparently, Abby told me that I take just calls. Oh, what a loser. What a woman, naughty loser! Anyway. If you want call into tonight's show, you got call in at 657-383-1361. Again, number call 657-383-1361. Where I see one little color. His name is Nun. Hello, Nun. What can I do for you today?
Can you say this? Me?
Wait?
No, me? What?
Me? Who's me? Is it me?
No, like your knee. Your motherfucking knee.
My motherfucking knee?
Yeah?
What?
And then, guard.
I didn't get my motherfucking knee. You go fuck your motherfucking knee. I'm going to put you on mute. You go fuck your own fucking knee. You real fucking fuck.
Oh, wait, is this supposed to be explicit broadcast? Oh, yes. It is rated R. Very good. So, apparently, I have little print color, and I don't like print colors very much. Bad print color. But at least he came up with an actual good name for my broadcast, Hotline Antarctica. I like the way it sounds. It sounds very, very creative. Abby, have a good mind.
Anyways, I don't see any other caller in queue, but I might do something I will surprise later. I don't know. I'm drinking brisk. You know, it feels weird to be here again, but you know, it just felt very weird. Iced tea, lemonade. Abby told me this was the brisk wish with an identity crisis. I don't know. Anyways, we got another caller in a queue. We got none. Where's up? Hello, none.
You son of a bitch! Oh, he grunt! Oh! Oh! Whoa! He grunt! Whoa!
Well, no, what a loser. He drop. He go drop like an e-cake.
Yes, he drop like an e-cake. What this message? The service of holiday support will be closed. Wait, I gotta call up on this nun. What up?
It's me again, nigga.
Wait.
Yeah, how about you come over to my house and we'll fuck each other?
No, I don't know. Call you. How you come and shoot? You are disgusting. You are a very disgusting human being. I don't like that very much. You go help your own couch, you will, my butt pervert. Pervert. None. What up?
Nigga.
You're a pussy. You're a real pussy, other nun. And yeah, I thought they would come up as restricted, but they're coming up as nun. Other caller. Hello to nun. Hi, nun. Whoop. That went on. Wait, we got like three colors in queue now. Let's do nun. What?
Man, it's me again.
Which?
Come on, man, I'm waiting. I'm on out by the fucking bed.
What are you doing on that bed?
I have a boner.
You have a boner? You ain't know that. I don't want to know you have boner. You go suck your own boner. You go suck dick. You go bye-bye. None. What up?
This is True Normie Radio.
True Normie Radio.
This is your boy, King Edward Undead.
The badass of being a normie and doing normal gay things with Ty Blue.
Give him a normie site like musical.ly or give him death.
That's it, period.
Broadcasting from his skyline office, more than beautiful graveyard, Elkhart, Indiana.
To you people on Facebook, I'm a normie.
And now, he'll take it from here. Your host, the Fruit Bowl George Soros Normies, the Fruit Bowl George Soros Normies, the man they call King Edward Undead.
I heard that King Undead be called Normie. King Undead be called Normie because he a normal faggy. You heard that King Ed Undead was being called Normie, and he said something about outsiders going against him on and telling him he Normie because he complained about other Normies. What a weirdo. It'd be a weirdo. It'd be the weirdo. He ignored me, too. I will keep Eddie that he ignored me. Let's check up on none. What up? You got to say something? He just dropped. He just dropped. Well, you can drop on your real fish. You can drop on your real fish. You real fish. We got none.
Man, I'm on that bed still, man. Get on my motherfucking bed right goddamn now.
I'm not going to get on your bed. You can go on your bed.
Do it right now.
No, I'm going to go on your bed.
Get on that bed right
fucking
now.
Oh, you sound like plumber, but I don't care. I'm not good at my bed. You go in your bed, you.
Get on that bed, man. I'm gonna rape you.
Oh, but rape me? No, you're not. You go rape your shirt. I go mute you. You go rape your shirt, you shut bitch. You shut. We got none. Hello.
Pedo is cancer.
I am not cancer. You done my bitch. I am not cancer. You go and eat your cancer. Butthole, you real butthole.
Also, I assume this nun does not want to be picked up whatsoever. So, other nun who just come in, if you want your number picked up, please press one number. Press one, basically.
Anyways, you are good? Okay, hello, nun, hi. What you want? None. You go read me, team. Well, you were nothing. But you weirdo. You are a weird number. We got new caller 902 Hebo.
Yeah.
Oh, hi. Who is this?
This is
Who this?
Nick Nico.
A Nick what? Hi, Nick.
My name's Dick Nick. I'm here to chew bubblegum and kick bubblegum, and I'm all out of bubblegum.
You go, shut up, Duke Nukem. You go. You are Dick Nukem. Wait, are you Duke Nukem? I know what you go, Duke Nukem. You go chew on your own ash. You will booger. You will booger. None. What up?
Me chill on my bed. Come on.
No! Take 10 million steps away from my dick hole. Take 10 million steps away from my dick hole. You will nasty will cunt. None.
Well up.
But you got fresh new butt. You shut up, bitch.
Anyways, I have two people with me today who are waiting to do a very good skit. So I will do a very short skit with Kendrick.
Hey, what's up? I guess I'm supposed to be doing some sort of skit.
And I have...
It's Palmer the Pelican. What's going on, mates? I am here all the way from Georgia. I came all the way back from Georgia just to be on this great show.
Okay. They are going to recite a play. It's called Steam Hems. You ready, guys? You got to skip and you got to do sing, okay? Go on ahead.
Well, Palmer, I made it despite your directions.
Can you?
You read my lines. I told you not to read my lines. What did I tell you, Peter? We have to start that all over.
I'm sorry. Did I interrupt you?
Yes, you did. Now let me read my lines. I know you want to be Simo so bad. You don't need to be Simo.
Actually, I want... Okay, I'll be quiet this time. Why Seymour? Let me try it again. Okay, I'll stay back.
Fine, stay back there.
And read from actual script. Don't say you guys' names.
All right.
Yeah, go.
Well, Seymour, I made it, despite your directions.
Oh, Superintendent Chalmers, welcome. I hope you are prepared for an unforgettable luncheon. Golly gouts! My roast is ruined. But what if I were to purchase fast food and disguise it as my own cooking? Oh, ho, ho, ho. Delightfully devilish, Seymour.
Seymour!
Superintendent, I was just, stretching my calves on the windowsill. Isometric exercise. Care to join me?
Why is there smoke coming out of your oven, Seymour? Oh,
Oh, that isn't smoke. It's steam. Steam from the steam clams we're having. Steam clams. Woo. Superintendent, I hope you're ready for mouth-wandering hamburgers.
I thought we were having steamed clams.
No, no, I said steamed hams. That's what I call hamburgers.
You call hamburgers steamed hams?
Yes, it's a regional dialect.
Uh-huh. What region?
Upstate New York.
Really? Well, I'm from Utica. I've never heard anyone use the phrase steamed hams.
Oh, not Utica. No, it's an Albany expression.
I see. You know, these hamburgers taste quite similar to the ones they have at Krusty Burger.
Oh, ho, ho, no. Patented Skinner Burgers. Old family recipe.
For steamed hams.
Yes.
And you call them steamed hams despite the fact they're obviously grilled.
You know what? One thing I should... Excuse me for 1 second.
Of course.
Ah, well, good times without I. Oh, I'm pooped.
Yes, I should be. Good Lord, what's happening in there?
Aurora Borealis.
Aurora Borealis? At this time of year, at this time of day, in this part of the country, localized entirely within your kitchen?
Yes. I see it. No.
Seema, how's it on fire?
No, Mother, it's just the Northern Lights. You steam a good ham.
Hip! Oh, we messed up on that script. Did I mess up on that script? Okay, that was very good, I guess. You can't jump better, Kendrick.
I'm sorry, I'm just not used to these.
Fine. We can take calls now, okay? You got this out of here. Anyways, let's take calls. None. You are on the air.
Steve, I'm still here. I'm still here.
Hey, what about my wiener?
I'm still on the bed.
You can get out of bed, you son of a bitch, you fat, lazy ass motherfucker. You fat, lazy ass motherfucker. You get out that bed. Anyways, none. You're on air.
Actually, I do support assisted suicide. I mean, actually, I kind of do, depending on who you have to assist to suicide. You know, maybe I could give Keemstar. Keemstar could have assisted suicide. How about that? Assisted suicide for Keemstar.
Oh, blow your head off.
No, I don't assist suicide. Not fun. You go and go assist suicide on your own. Keemstar do not deserve assist suicide. One who deserves assist suicide. Hey, Palmer, who do you think assist suicide to?
I think you should assist suicide to Donald Trump.
You should make fun of my president.
Well, I can make fun of your president all I want.
Ah. It's okay.
Will you shut up?
Yeah. You, what she said.
Fine.
Anyways, let me continue taking calls.
Let's see, who did we not pick up on? None. You're on the air. Oh, yes, you didn't have your hand up. Okay. Anyways, let's do another call. None. You're on the air.
Still here, still ready for it.
What you say?
Still here, I'm still ready for it.
Oh, you go on your little bed, Leroy. You go get off your bed and get a workout. Okay, anyways.
Which take another call? None. You're on the air.
Exterminate Han Solo. We're gonna exterminate Han Solo.
Whoa, he died. I know Han Solo died. I know that. I already know Han Solo died. Anyways, 902, you're on the air. Hello, 902, what you got to say? Hello? Yes, you're here. What's going on?
I've been having a lot of trouble lately.
Oh, no. You're really no key.
I'm not okay. I'm
really tired
lately.
Oh, yes, I get it, Meatwad. You have a good time, Meatwad. Man, I can't believe I have to do this for almost 30 minutes. What a big concept. I'm just trying to think here.
What are you thinking about?
Nothing much. Nothing much is coming to mind.
I see. I think we are pretty loud, like Eddie says.
Yeah. I didn't know he'd go wake up his mother. He said this was a quiet place. But we could be as loud as we wanted to. But apparently, I guess we can't be loud here.
I guess not. But I still think that Donald Trump deserves assisted suicide.
No, he doesn't. He does not deserve assisted suicide. No assisted suicide for Donald Trump. You're not going to make me yell.
I don't know if I want to see her angry face again.
You're going to scream my angry face.
Okay.
Where's Zombie, bro? You talk about King Ed Undead? King Ed Undead went bye-bye. He goes sweepy. He has sweepies. Anyways. None. None.
Man, I want you to go check your DMs.
No, I'm not going to go inside your anyone ass. Okay, you go inside your own ass. Jimmy. Okay, none. You're on the air.
Really, I'd rather watch Ty Blue, stay with Ty Blue, rather than actually be with Keepstar or whatever, you know? I'd rather fuck Ty Blue rather than fuck Keepstar. I'm being serious, too. Of course, as a bisexual.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Did Abby really say that? Oh, my goodness. He actually said that, you guys. He actually said he would fuck Tybo more than he fuck Keemstar. That is interesting. Very interesting. We got none. What up? No, nothing from none? Okay. Tybo equals football equals Johnny Test, is that what I say?
I don't know.
Oh, Ty Blue equals football Johnny Test. I don't even know who Ty Blue is. I hear about him a lot on this show, though. 902. You're on your. got anything to say? 902.
Yes. I'm the guy who repairs your TV, and you've been downloading some questionable content, and I would like to give you a TV inspection.
Here's the funny thing. I could tell you that we have localized television, Mr. TV Repairman. We have Loki-wise television, and we don't really have a supporter. We just have an antenna. We can't access porn on the television, but we can access porn on the computer or the tablet or the phone. But thanks for your concern, Mr. Repairman. But I have not been watching any porn on Abby's TV. There's nothing but news and educational programming and Christian faith and But I think, I don't know. Wait, what? Hey, look. Can I come in for a second? Yes. Hi, Abby. Hey. Okay. I'm sorry if that happened, Peter. I don't know what's with Mom today. I'm sorry. It's okay. Mommy okay. Your mommy okay. Yeah, I just heard her just yell at you or whatever. Just had to make sure things were okay, because I tried to make this a... What is this? This is supposed to be the room where Mom can't hear me? Maybe besides the main bathroom, but maybe she was in the main bathroom and heard me. I don't know. I don't know, Abby. I don't really care. She come in, she bitch. So, yeah. Anyways, yeah. Man, I didn't even think she was going to be, like, so, like, touchy today, like, for April Fool's Day. You know, I mean, even when you're not trying to pull an April Fool's joke on my mom, you don't pull, and she's still angry over something. Hey, good shoot. Palmer. Palmer's, I don't know, was he here?
Yeah, he make me yell at you. We got 90 seconds. He make me yell at him, and he make me make your mean old mommy come eat.
It's all right. Oh, a special comic for me. Is there seriously a special comic for me? Oh, is there calls? I might. Did you do the steamed hams thing?
Yeah, we did steamed hams thing. We did a little steamed hams thing.
That you wanted. Okay. You know, I might just take calls for the rest of the time.
Okay, you go take calls. I go bye-bye.
All right, Peter. There you go.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. All right, there we go. Anyways, looks like I'll be taking over the show for now. I'm sorry. I just was really concerned about Peter when it came to my mom, so I didn't know that was going to happen. Anyways, let's get to some calls. Hello to none. You're there.
Where the hell is Peter? Where am I, nigga Peter? How am I going to fuck him in the ass?
You wanna fuck him in the ass? Oh, who this? Who? Wait, this is
for DM's right motherfucker now.
Is this Tyrone?
No, this is Keyshawn.
Oh, Keyshawn. Yes, I remember. Keyshawn. Yeah, you're in the La Casa. I remember. Peter just left.
You check those DMs right motherfucker now. Because I'm coming over to your house and throwing your salad on your ass.
Oh, God damn it. Okay. All right, we get it. You're going to throw salad right on my ass.
Oh, and yeah, we are an after show, so if you do hang up, you can't call back. I just want to say that right now. When you hang up, you can't call back.
I think Peter's going to get a snack or something. Anyways. None. Hold on a minute. Oh, it just denied it. None, you're on the air.
This is True Normie Radio.
True Normie Radio.
This is your boy, King Edward Undead.
The badass of being a normie and doing normal gay things with Ty Blue.
Oh my god. Hold on, I'll put you on mute. What the fuck? I'm not a normie. Didn't I tell you guys that I'm not a normie? I think I made it pretty clear that I am not a normie or whatever. You know, I already got mad at these normies recently, and I'm not going to take too kindly to being called a normie because I'm against them. They hurt me. They abused me. They outcasted me. How am I a normie if I was outcasted, which means I'm outside of their group, which technically means I'm an outsider. So, wait, if I complained about outsiders, would I be called an outsider? You know, that would be so funny, you know? If I actually ranted about outsiders in some, like, alternate dimension and somehow people call me an outsider, that would be fucking nuts. And wait, I thought I was a normie. Yeah. You know, okay, I don't want to get too much on a rant. But anyways, 902, what's up?
All right, we got Dead City Network, Radio Graffiti.
Radio Graffiti?
Well, yeah, you're on live. What's up?
The hell? The fuck? Is this supposed to be some 8-bit Radio Graffiti ripoff shit? I don't even get it. It's some weird 8-bit Radio Graffiti ripoff shit that I don't even get. Oh my god. But yeah, I am clearly mad at the normies. I'm sorry. But recently I've just been pissed off. Like hell. Like hell in a handbasket, I've been pissed. I don't really want to turn this, this was supposed to be some sort of comedy show for Peter. But, you know, I don't care. And there goes that other call. We're down to two calls. None. You're on the air.
Man, fuck me. Fuck me right in the ass with your salad.
I'm not going to fuck you in the ass with your salad. Go fuck yourself with that salad, man. Come on. None. What's up?
Actually, I do support assisted suicide. I mean, actually, I kind of do, depending on who you have to assist to suicide. You know, maybe I could give Keemstar. Keemstar can have assisted suicide. How about that? Assisted suicide for Keemstar.
Oh, blow your head off.
Oh, my God. I think I've said it before. I wouldn't assist suicide to Keemstar. I've said it before. I think what I was trying to say there was that I would assist suicide for Ty Blue. Or some other normie. Somewhere to that capacity. I don't know. Look, I would assist suicide to all kinds of normies. I don't know. I'm just getting tired of their shit. I really am. You know, it gets me, man. It gets me.
you know, it strikes you in the heart, you know, that you're abused by normies, blah, 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 you know. They're the real problem in America, not guns. I just have to say that right now.
None. What's up?
Man, why don't you do a threesome with Ty Blue, you, and me, and we'll throw in some salad dressing in there.
Oh, no, I'm not going to be going in a truck full of salad. Someone sent me a photo. I'm sorry. What? Trust me, you'll love it. What's this? Oh, my God. My undies. Oh, come on. That's me and Ty Blue. God damn it. Oh, come on. It's a weird fucking comic. Look, and fuck Ty Blue. Ty Blue is like half a year dead. Like half a year internet dead. He's like about almost, he's like, I mean, he's about 0.5 times dead than, yeah, I'm saying 0.5 because it's been a year since we've seen anything from the great Ola Soy German. Yeah, I was doing some research on some big YouTubers, and I noticed that Ola Soy German hasn't uploaded anything in a year, yet he's still gaining subscribers for some odd reason. And I know he's supposed to be some sort of Spanish PewDiePie, whatever, but Ola Soy German is 1 year dead. But I hope that's what happens with Ty Blue. I hope that he ends up being 1 year dead like freaking Ola Soy German over there. Oh, what? That's not hot. That's freaking stupid. That comic was not hot. Wait, which one do I pick up on next? Oh, yeah, none. What's up? None. All right. Yeah, I had to put you on mute. I'm sorry, you didn't say anything. None. You're on the air. Fuck, that's an old smoke weed every day meme, isn't it? You know, that smoke weed every day meme, it's old fashioned. I kind of miss it, but at the same time, it's old and it's dead. And plus Snoop Dogg himself is a Trump hater and one of those propaganda puppets, you know, one of those rappers that are also propaganda puppets. Yeah, you know, this is Trump. This is Trump. We're going to make America crypt again. We're going to make America crypt again. You know? I'm just not too fond of Snoop Dogg. And recently I'm no longer too fond of Eminem either, because he's doing the same exact shit. He's kissing ass to the mainstream rappers. And, you know, I'll still love some of Eminem's songs, but the next few songs comes out with, I'm just not going to like anymore. Fuck Eminem. Fuck Snoop Dogg. Fuck Dr. Dre. Whatever. Let's see. We got one caller in the queue. Oh, it's the same guy. Yeah, we're down to one call. We'll take him last. Then I'm going to hang up on this.
Man, get your ass down to Keyshawn Car Parts. We'll show you the best car valves you can ever get in town, man. Man, these car parts, we got some tires, motors, pistons, anything you ask for. We'll sell them out for a discount price that no car parts can ever sell. We got LED tires, and we got all that shit that will pimp out your motherfucker.
Alright, I get it. It's a car commercial. I was actually looking at car channels over time, and I saw over time that, I don't know why I was looking at automotive channels. I was just seeing over time how much they grew, and their channels, like, from, I was watching the growth of automotive YouTube channels from, like, 2012 to, what, 2017? And it's always the same one. I believe, I forgot what the name of that one
thing was called. I don't even know why I was looking at it. I was like, you know what, I don't care about automotives that much, but I'm just going to see the growth and see what happens with each one. And, God, you know what I also noticed? And I'm going to say it here just before I get off. And I'm going to say a few things. First off, I noticed over time I discovered at what time corporate officials were kind of taking over YouTube and decided to allow celebrities to actually be YouTubers, like actual celebrities that you see in Hollywood or in the music industry. Like that, this was around 2013, and like one of the very first ones to actually reach the top 10 most subscribed YouTube channels was Rihanna Vivo. And it wasn't much of a big deal until like YouTube decided to, you know, they decided to, I don't know, for some odd reason they made all kinds of these channels. And what I'm thinking is that all the channels they made that, you know, are like, you know, the different category channels that are in like the top three, you know, what are they, sports, gaming. And the number one most subscribed channel is actually music with, like, over 100,000 subscribers. No, you know what's funny? That channel alone, I mean, all those channels were all forced subscriptions. I want to say that right now. I think that's what happened. They were all forced subscriptions by YouTube, and now they're the three top channels. And I noticed that PewDiePie is about ready to underline those channels, about to be the real number one, but I think music will be a true challenge to PewDiePie. If you want to know, PewDiePie being the most subscribed independent channel, he has about 60 million compared to hashtag music's 100 million. So I don't know. Anyways, I'm going to go. Thank you guys for listening. I don't know when I'll be back. Oh, Matt is back. Anyways, I'll see y'all. I don't know. I don't know if we'll do have another one of these Hotline Antarctica. So, thank you guys for listening.